This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. As the summer winds down, so will demand for lobster, along with its market price. Maine lobstermen are bemoaning low wholesale prices, but far from sure, say New York City's Lobster Joint, market price today for a lobster roll is $19, and a boiled lobster will cost you $34. Lobster tail runs around $45 a pound. Today, the crustaceans are coveted and symbolic of wealth and class and extravagant living. Not so long ago, lobster was considered lower than the ocean floor on which it dwells. Here to trace its climb up the social ladder from grub for the poor to high-class delicacy is Daniel Lutzer, web editor at Washington Monthly. We found his article, How Lobster Got Fancy, in Pacific Standard. And Daniel, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Glad to be here.
Let's rewind first back to the beginning of the story. As you tell it, the New World America of the 1600s, what role did lobster play in the diet of this first wave of settlers?
Lobster used to be, like, incredibly plentiful, and, you know, sort of dead lobster would just, like, wash up on the shores of Massachusetts and Maine, and, you know, it was an incredibly plentiful food, so settlers would feed it to slaves, feed it to their servants, and it was sort of seen as a, you know, as what is essentially a sort of trashy food.
But you describe it climbing up the food chain by saying, if today's lobster wears a top hat and an opera cape, 80 years ago, he was wearing overalls and picking up your garbage. Let's talk about the 20th century. How long did lobster's low social status last, and who was eating it then?
Well, I mean, it lasted, you know, depending on sort of what part of the country you're in, it lasted more or less until, say, like roughly the 1940s. During the Great Depression, for instance, poor families in Maine would sort of set their lobster traps and then, you know, go down late at night in the dark to go unload them so that no one in town knew that they were eating lobster because they couldn't afford to shop at the supermarket. What happened was basically that it was cheap and plentiful, and most people in America weren't aware of lobster, didn't know anything about it if you weren't from the coast of Maine. And so what happened was the railroad, and people started to serve lobster for meals on railroads. And, you know, Americans from sort of the central part of the country started to eat it and realized that they liked it.
Did people know how to eat it? Was there a whole, you know, lobster education?
Well, during that period, lobster was also served in a much easier, you know, it's not as if they were boiling live lobster on sort of, you know, trains running from St. Louis to San Francisco. Back then, lobster was served canned. Then they would, you know, sort of extract it from the tins and serve it on, you know, plates to people.
Lobster is one of the few foods that was not rationed during World War II. How did that play into its ascension?
You know, by that point, portions of America had begun to sort of like lobster, and it was seen as a delicacy in some parts of the world. So you could still sort of serve it in a nice way and sort of seen as a delicious food during World War II. But of course, even in Maine, for instance, where lobster was always plentiful, you know, if you were sort of bringing lobster, you know, to work or to, you know, school in your sandwiches, it was still sort of seen as pretty damn trashy.
What about the way lobster is cooked today? How does that now play into the story?
Part of what also changed was that as lobster got smaller as a result of overfishing, it became the sort of thing that you could cook on your own in your house. And so, you know, you could take a single live lobster, you know, three or four, and boil them in pots. But before that, you know, during this period when lobster was really plentiful, lobster were also much bigger and kind of tougher. And so, you know, you couldn't cook it in a big pot in your kitchen.
How about the way that lobster is eaten? You pointed out that it used to be canned when it was served on railroads. But now one of the ways that you can tell a sort of have from a have not is whether or not they know how to crack a lobster.
Yeah, and this is, you know, the sort of familiarity with how to eat lobster is itself sort of a sign of, you know, being professional, being from a sort of higher social class, being the sort of person who takes vacations to Maine.
I just came back from Maine and had many a lobster roll. We're paying a lot of attention to it right now, but does that old cockroach of the ocean stigma still exist anywhere in American culture or outside of the U.S.?
Not really. I think that there are some people who are aware of it or who are unfamiliar with lobster for most of their lives will still refer to it as the cockroach of the ocean. I know that recently Brooke Burke, who is, you know, the host of Dancing with the Stars,
yeah.
Said something about it. She said, I'm horrified of lobsters, and shrimp and lobsters are the cockroach of the ocean. And that is true. I mean, lobsters are actually related to bugs. And Orthodox Jews still do not eat lobster because of its sort of the prohibition, because it sort of crawls along the ocean. But, you know, we've pretty much forgotten about that here and even sort of abroad because of, you know, the sort of cultural power of the United States of America. Once you sort of rebrand it as something else, it's not really going to go back anytime soon.
Well, after going through the history, any changes in your lobster habits? Is it any less desirable?
I mean, I think that it sort of changes the sort of conversation I have on the rare occasions that I have lobster. I will sort of point this out because I think it's an interesting story, you know, because it's seen as so fancy now, so incredibly fancy. You know, it's like, it's hard to cook. It's a big deal when it comes up. I think it's, you know, interesting to point out that this was not true 100 years ago.
Daniel Lutzer, web editor for Washington Monthly, he wrote about lobster's journey, if not up the food chain, certainly up the social ladder, from the plates of the poor to the fine diners, for Pacific Standard Magazine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
We do have a link to Daniel's article at wordofmouthradio.org.